Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Coming up here on the program today, a little later on, we'll hear from the Manhattan Housing Authority, get an update from Brad Clausen and Mandy Thomas out there about what's going on with MHA. But we're going to start things off, as we do on the second Monday each month, with a member of the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine. And today's guest, appearing for the first time on In Focus, is Dr. Dylan Luter, Clinical Assistant Professor, Equine Performance Medicine and Surgery. Welcome, Dr. Luter.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Good to talk to you here this morning. And before we get into our topics here, kind of just tell our audience a little bit more about yourself and how long you've been with the College of Veterinary Medicine.
Yeah, so I am an equine surgeon on faculty at the college and at the hospital at K-State. And I've been there since 2014, where I started as the emergency equine surgeon for about 5 years. And then just a few years ago, I started the performance medicine service, where we look at horses for lameness and different performance limiting problems. So I have a wide breadth of experience in different things that different owners will come in and see me for. So,
all right. Well, what drew you to this field of study here?
Well, like a lot of veterinarians, it's sort of just something you knew growing up. I grew up on a ranch, a horse ranch, and so I knew I always wanted to work with horses. And then as I progressed through my schooling and my training, I just knew that that's what I wanted to do, sort of thing. So it worked out for me that way.
All right. Well, you got a pretty good team here at Kansas State University with that great facility we have here in Manhattan. And I know a lot of folks really take advantage of that, especially if they have agricultural animals here on the farm. Today we're going to talk about a couple different things, and I'll let you kind of start things off here of what horse owners should do if they see a horse that gets a cut or a wound, and what they should do before and after.
Yeah, this sort of thing is probably, if not the most common, that's one of the top two most common things that we see in horses on the surgery service. And it can be a really traumatic thing where if you're present right there and you see it happen, or it may be something where horses being horses, they just come up one day and they have a cut. The first thing I think that owners really need to look for is look at the and see if there's how much bleeding is happening and if they need to do anything to stop that. And I think one good rule of thumb, because it's hard to really gauge how much a horse is bleeding, but if there's anything that's squirting out, that that's a real sign that something needs to happen. You should call your veterinarian right away and then gather up materials that you have at home to place a bandage. Either you might have some dedicated bandage material to use, or you can even use simple things like a towel and an ACE bandage and wrap it on there to get that bleeding controlled. But hopefully, those are rare instances usually. But so if the bleeding is not too severe, I think the next thing that's important is to try to clean the wound up even before the veterinarians came. And that can just be something as simple as getting the horse up into a cleaner area, just in the grass even is fine, and hosing it off gently with the garden hose to get any dirt and debris out of there. And that can go a long ways to helping your veterinarian out before they arrive to start their assessment.
How long does bleeding typically last if a horse develops a cut or a wound?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it usually, if you think about if you get a cut, it seems like bleeding can go on for a long time. But usually if it's not a severe cut, it'll start to slow down or stop within, 10 or 15 minutes. And then the clotting will take over and things will get dried up. So,
okay. Are there certain types of wounds that you see here that needs stitching versus maybe something that's a little bit more minor?
Yeah, I think most wounds on a horse will benefit from getting stitched up or sutures in it. I think the big difference is actually just being able to take a look and see, is it actually a cut or is it what's termed a superficial abrasion, where the horse has just gotten it, you know, something really rubbed off on it. And unfortunately, horses tend to get the deep cuts that do need to be sutured up. And horses don't have a lot of extra skin. So if there's any damage at all, it can make things pretty challenging to get it closed.
Now, in many cases, when you have a wound on a horse, I imagine it's probably going to be on their leg, and you probably want to get that treated pretty quickly, because if it develop an infection, that could really be painful, I imagine, for the horse, or maybe cause it difficulty walking.
Yeah, oh, you're exactly right. The cuts on the leg are very common, and unfortunately, just like we were talking about a minute ago, the stress and strain that horses put on their legs is like integral to being a horse. Like, that's how horses get around and they move the way they do. And cuts can, and there's not a lot of tissue down there. So any cut that goes deeper than the skin is automatically in a really important structure. So cuts that enter into any joints can actually be life-threatening on a horse, whereas on a different species of animal, where we can cope with things like that a little bit differently, that wouldn't be so threatening. So one of the major things your veterinarian is going to do when they assess that wound is find out what joints are involved. And if they are involved, they're probably going to take some extra steps either themselves to try to flush that out and close that joint up, or most veterinarians, I think, in the field will make that assessment and say, oh, this is a really deep cut. This is in this joint. And then they'll refer it on to places like Kansas State, where there's surgery specialists and places that have the equipment and personnel to kind of handle those more advanced procedures.
All right. Well, aftercare is so important as well, as we see with injuries. What are some of the things that you guys recommend after they're treated here?
So I think two things that owners deal with frequently with wounds and kind of realizing what's going on is one, the horses, they need to have some sort of stall confinement while their skin heals. That's not like a person where you can go in and get your cut stitched up, and then the doctor will tell you, okay, don't, can't go to football practice, and you have to wear this splint for, you know, until we take the stitches out, and you just know to regulate your own activity. A horse, if you were to go take it and turn it loose, it would act normally as it would and would want to run across the pasture, and doing something like that would typically will take apart any repair that we've done. So we have to actually make a plan and keep the horse confined in a stall until that skin is strong enough to be released. Usually that's around 2 to 3 weeks, which can seem like a long time, especially when a horse has been used to being out and free, but it's really very important. And the other thing I think that horse owners and veterinarians honestly struggle to deal with a lot is something that's called proud flesh. And so a horse, when they have a wound and it's trying to heal, will develop this tissue that bubbles up above the skin surface, and it actually stops the wound healing. And we have to manage that in several different ways. And there are lots of products on the market that you can buy at the local farm store that say they are for proud flesh treatment, when in fact, they actually can be detrimental to wound healing. So I think it's important for horse owners to work with their veterinarian and keep them updated as the horse's wound is healing, to so that they can recognize when that proud flesh develops and get the correct treatment on it.
All right. Well, very good information there, and so important, because you want to be able to act quickly here in any situation so that you can maintain your horse's health. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about some other information here, including what to do if your horse is lame. And we'll do that next here on News Radio KMAN's In Focus.